ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण गुड मॉर्निंग टू एवरीवन द कॉल सो वी कंटिन्यू विथ द इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन बाय जगतपाल टू महाराज रघुगण श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 सो वी आर इन चैप्टर 14 And this morning's text is text 40. So Canto 5, chapter 14, text 40. 40. Okay. Yad api dig iba janino. Yad dajivino devai rajasaya. Kimtu paramride sairan. Asyam eva mameyam iti krita vairan nubandan yam vishija swayam upasam krita. Word for word translation. Yat api, although, dig iva jayina, who are victorious in all directions. Dajivinam, expert in performing great sacrifices. Ye, all of whom, vai, indeed, Raja Rishaya, very great saintly kings, kimtu, but, param, only this earth, mede, in battle, Shairan, lying down. Asyam, on this earth. Eva, indeed. Mama, mine. Iyam, this. Iti, considering in that way. Krita, on which is created. Vaira anu bandayam. A relationship of enmity with others. Vishrijya, giving up. Swayam, his own life. Upasamhrita, being killed. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There were many great saintly kings who were expert in performing sacrificial rituals, and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body, and this is my property. Thus, they simply created enmity with rival kings, fought with them, and died without having discharged life's real mission. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service so that He may revive Krishna consciousness after giving up the body. One doesn't have to give up his occupation as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or whatever. In any position, while discharging his prescribed duty, one can develop Krishna consciousness simply by associating with devotees who are representatives of Krishna and who can teach this science. Regretfully, the big politicians and leaders in the material world simply create enmity and are not interested in spiritual advancement. Material advancement may be very pleasing to an ordinary man, but ultimately he is defeated because he identifies himself with the material body and considers everything related to it to be his property. This is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to him, not even the body. By one's karma, one gets a particular body, and if he does not utilize his body to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, well, all his activities are frustrated. The real purpose of life is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata pumbi duja sheshta vana sham vibhagasa sanutisastya dharmasya samshiri haritoshana. It doesn't really matter what activity a man engages in. If he can simply satisfy the Supreme Lord, his life is successful. Om Gina Timirandasya Gyana Gina Shalakaya Chakshu Umbilitam Jina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tansajivam Sadvetam Savadvitam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gurangi Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhivya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimadi Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shacharini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachaya Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Vishnuraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5 Chapter 14 Text 40 English Translation. There were many great saintly kings who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yet, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is because those great kings could not even conquer the false consciousness of I am this body and this is my property. Thus, they simply created enmity with rival kings and fought with them and died without having discharged life's real mission. Hare Krishna. So, Jat Bharat, the great saint, Bharat Maharaj, two lifetimes before, had to learn his own lesson when he ignored devotional service when he was in the forest. Learned a big lesson. He thought he was being kind. He was kind. He was kind to a deer, a baby deer, a king, his kingdom. Bharat Maharaj's kingdom was wonderful because he was one of the best kings you could ever have. The son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's incarnation as the king, with all the advice having come from his father, Maharaj Javadi, before he became king, he doesn't get any better than that. But even he, when he left his kingdom at the right time to dedicate his life fully to Krishna, even he made a mistake. And you can look at this as, if he can make a mistake like that and be with a deer and stop devotional service to care for a deer, caring for a deer, there's nothing wrong with it. A baby deer, unfortunately born when the mother died, nobody there to take care of him, and he's the only one that saw it. How the death came about and how the child got restless. Well, not even restless, this child, not restless, this is born in water, born into a place that he, the child, that baby there was going to die, no question, if Bharat Maharaj hadn't saved him. So he did, materially, the most wonderful thing that you could do to save another soul. And then, no mother, no father. Well, animals, their mother cared for them. That's the way it is with the animal kingdom. Usually, a parent, both parents are not around. Very, very few species have, you know, father and mother like that with a child. So humans are very, very fortunate if we take advantage of it. This time, all kinds of divorces, even ruining that kind of relationship. But anyway, so Baba Maharaj takes care of him. Now he's a king now. This translation here, this particular text, is talking about great saintly kings who were expert in performing sacrificial rituals and very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Even they have been able to do, they can do all of that. And still sometimes they mess up and forget that the bottom line is devotional service. Bharat Maharaj forgot that the bottom line was devotional service and he turned his attention fully to a deer. And that's how he got caught at the very end, in a manner of speaking. That he died not thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because if you don't do devotional service repeatedly, quite frankly, when the death time comes, you're not going to remember the Hare Krishna mantra, that you are a devotee of the Lord. You're going to remember whatever is dominant in your mind all through your life. That's what's going to come. And I checked with my gurus about it and they confirmed it. That's what's going to come to your mind. So whether we like it or not, if you want to remember Krishna, you better do a whole lot of things in your life that remind you about Krishna now. Now. And keep stay with that the rest of your life. Never deviate from it. Otherwise, you are your own saboteur. Quite frankly. Spiritually. And if you stay in the material world another lifetime, don't blame anybody. Krishna is not to blame. He set everything up perfectly. But he also is very, very careful who does what. Because to come to devotional service, bhakti yoga, for Krishna to accept you and Guru to accept you in bhakti yoga, it means you're practicing Krishna consciousness, how to serve him to the point where whatever you like, you're so much in love with him. Krishna prema is when you're in love with Krishna, that Krishna loves you back by agreeing to whatever you want. Krishna becomes subservient, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now you know that it's going to take quite a bit for Krishna to allow himself to get to that position. Therefore, bhakti is not an easy thing at all. It's not giving so cheaply. Krishna doesn't do it. Because if he gives it cheaply, then he's made himself cheaply become subservient to a conditioned soul. You know what I mean? A person that's already caused problem in the spiritual world and been kicked out of the spiritual world and he's come to the material world, the prison, now is given an opportunity to be able to tell the Lord, I'd like to do this in loving service to you. And Krishna says, yeah, sure. I'll do this also. But I mean, to have a wonderful relationship with Krishna after being kicked out, a prisoner, it doesn't happen to too many people. So this is our situation. That's how fortunate we are if we see that. But now Jat Bharat is relating it to a king situation. Now you know how many things kings control. People, wealth. I mean, where else could you get false ego be tapped like that? People's false ego, a king's false ego, you know, in that situation it's in, could be so great. And rightly so, from a material standpoint, because so many things come, you become automatically rich. Automatically. You don't have to work to be rich. The kingdom is there, the people are there, the money is there, the treasury is there, and control, full control given to you. Now that's how big it gets with the false ego. So the king. Now remember, Maharaj Ahugan is a king. And Jatvarat has been a king before. Jatvarat was the Bharat Maharaj, the emperor. Now talking to a king, well, Maharaj Ahugan, true enough, is a king, but he's only a king of two provinces in India. Two provinces. You can say like two states in, like the United States has, you know, 50 and so on. How we even added, Alaska to it and all of that. Hawaii, other islands added all to this. And imagine the governor of two small states. That's it. That's how far Maharaj, well, small state, whatever, the size doesn't matter. But just two states. That's as far as his power goes. Versus somebody who has been not only the president of the country, but the president, the emperor of the entire world. That's who Jatvarat was. And Jatvarat has so much power two lifetimes ago. So he understands what a king's situation is, how much a false ego can play a role, and what to do to fix it. So now, Jatvarat is telling Maharaj Ahugan, yes, you are a good king, all told, you messed up sometimes, you used your citizens to carry you in the palanquin, but, they loved you in some ways, or sometimes they were just too scared to say anything, so they just went along with it, so that they don't get punished. All of this, you have so much power, at least you think you do. But look what happens. Even great saintly kings, those who say they do things right, like Bharat himself, was one of those that did something wrong, right? Now he is Jatvarat, so he knows it. He has an experience. So he's telling Maharaj Ahugan, these great saintly kings, remembering himself, who were very expert in performing sacrificial rituals, very competent, great competence. They know the military arts very well. They have conquered other kingdoms, expanded their influence because now other kings have been defeated by them. So the ego has swelled like anything if they were material. If they were thinking materially only. But what happens? It's all the power, despite the power that they got, they could not attain the loving service of a supreme personality of Godhead. Now, enter false ego. The big reason is false ego. Okay? We'll get to that. False ego on the part of those kings. So Jatvarat is saying, here's the reason. Those great kings couldn't even conquer the false consciousness. Remember we said false ego? Of I am this body and this is my property. So for kings, especially, false ego is wrapped secretly to them by how they think that I'm controlling everything. It's happening today. The demons of today too, small time demons they call because they can't control like universes. They can control one planet. They're also planning the same like that. So I am this body and this is my property. Of course, kings are going to say, I have a kingdom. Rather than say that the kingdom is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and I'm a humble servant taking care of the kingdom and the people and all living entities so that Krishna would be pleased with me, so that my guru would be pleased with me. No. All the wealth is there, the property is there, therefore they say, no. Now it's my turn. I'm the controller. Well, yeah, in a sense, you're a controller, but you're a small-time controller. The supreme controller, Ishwara Paramakrishna, Lord Brahma is saying it, Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text 1. Ishwara Paramakrishna, the supreme controller is Krishna. We need to understand that at all times, because if you don't, then it means your false ego is working. And if your false ego is, the reverse part is also true. If your false ego is working, you're not going to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And even if you remember there's God, you're not going to put him in his proper place because I think I'm also superior. And that's the mistake we make with our false ego. So, in this situation, kings especially are very vulnerable to the false ego because there's so much there materially for them. So that's why Jatvarat is talking about kings, to the king, Maharaj Ahuja, so that he understands. Now, it's false ego about kings that he's talking about. But it can happen to everybody because who? King is a leader. A king is a leader. A parent is a leader. A school teacher is a leader of the students. A parent is a leader of the children. So leaders are all over the place. False ego and leadership can be there. Every time you have a little control, Maya will say, you have control now. Do this, do that, do this. And if you're not sensitive to the people you are controlling, you're going to wind up being a big problem to them later on. And later on, when they begin to hate you, when they remember what you did that was not good, you cannot blame them. We probably get ourselves to a point where it's like, well, in order to access humility, we have to look at our children who are now grown. Usually when they grow up and they understand things better. When they're little, they don't know what's going on. They just get confused. But when they grow up, they do see it. What went wrong? And it's up to them to, despite all the things that happened, be either forgiving or you, the parent, if you're humble, face the situation and apologize. That's when your children are adults, though. And I've got two adults with me now. So I see it clearly, the two girls, two daughters. Your Krishna conscious, true enough, that part is good. And that's for everybody. Srila Prabhupada said this. I'm not trying to blow my horn. Srila Prabhupada has made point that when the parents and the children are all, the whole family is Krishna conscious, that's very nice. And otherwise, the other part of it is, if you're not Krishna conscious, you can help them in many ways to get the taste of Krishna consciousness. And I mean literally, taste, prasada. If they get that, that means that's when you can't do anything. They are so much into the material energy. And you cannot get them to hear you, to come to Krishna. And you know they're wrong, but they won't come to Krishna anyway. Sometimes it gets like that. It's like almost a helpless situation or a hopeless situation. But Krishna can always help through the devotee, through yourself. You give them prasadam. Because prasadam is Krishna. And for that matter, you give prasadam everywhere. So now we understand why Srila Prabhupada says food for life. And food for life is saving a lot of people. So, the Food for Life program, let people know about it. But just for purposes of this, I'll say, devotees distributing prasadam all over the world. Whenever, in different places. They're blessing a lot of people. And not only that, even what's left over, if some of it winds up somehow mixing with the soil and the ground and so on, living entities, other ants and so on, later on, the ones that that's not been seen, they can take that. They also take prasadam. The cockroaches, and I'm not talking about in the house, in the outside, that's if you serve outside, they will also benefit. Every entity that eats in prasadam in any form would benefit tremendously. Tremendously. So there is so much that we can do. So a king or a leader is supposed to be compassionate, like a mother is compassionate to her children. That love is extremely important for parenting. That should be there, along with helping the child to take Krishna consciousness seriously. But if you really, 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 really want to get into it, the greatest benefit you can give to a child as a parent is even before you and your spouse seed that is sexually. For the wife or the woman to get pregnant, you have to contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead through prayer. And in Kali Yuga, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what works for this particular Yuga, Kali Yuga, the Iron Age. It is in many ways one mantra fixes all. One. Now, having said that, of course, since we don't chant so well, we don't chant so clearly, we don't chant 100% purely, then, as my Guru Maharaj explained to me, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, the other processes, hearing, I talked about chanting already, then remembering, then offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of God, worshipping the deity, praying, being Krishna's friend, that is giving your heart to Krishna, being Krishna's servant, again, giving your heart to Krishna as a servant, and even the biggest one, surrendering everything to the Lord, Atma Nivedana. Then they also help us, because we can get spiritual credits from all of those other services, as many as we can do. Some of us, we can't do all of them because of our situation. But, it's 9 total, hearing and chanting and the other 7. So we're doing hearing now. I'm also hearing, even though I'm speaking, but I'm hearing because I'm praying to my spiritual master to help me. So I'm hearing through him like that, through Srila Prabhupada, through Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, and through all of the other gurus that I've been listening to their lectures, and basically putting myself in the point of them preaching through me. That's the prayer you do for a good preacher. You are going to be good if you ask Srila Prabhupada to guide you through it, because you're just a vessel, and then they use you. So the same teachings of Srila Prabhupada and the spiritual master come through. And that's what humility is. That's part of humility, being a servant. The false ego will say, well, I know I've learned it and I want to talk about it. No. Humility means, humility means you ask for guidance. Make yourself a puppet, not just a devotee, a puppet to the spiritual master and the entire parampara, the disciplic succession, all the way up to God as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, the Lord that came to teach us. See, Krishna spoke what to do in the battle of Kurukshetra to Arjuna. That's Bhagavad Gita. Then Krishna came back only 530 years ago, just around there. So we say 500 years ago, but counting now, it's 500, almost 531, 532 years now, where we are now, in 2021. He came not only to now talk, because he'd already talked about what to do in the battle of Kurukshetra, as Bhagavad Gita. He came to show this time what to do. And that's when he became even more compassionate. Because this Hare Krishna Mahamantra that we've been given, if we chant from our heart in kirtan, and we chant individually in the japa, seriously, eventually we will get to the Krishna Prema platform, love of Godhead. And then, at that point, we're so much in love with Krishna, that Krishna will begin to relate to us. And we are small-time devotees. If you're one of me, you're small-time. Not like the big devotees, like, wonderful servants, like the gopis, Lalita, Vishaka. I don't think yourself to be in that level ever. But still, the Lord is so compassionate that even those of us that should consider ourselves insignificant, He still will relate to us, simply because we are learning to love Him. How do we learn to love Him? Through the agency of Guru, the instructions of Guru, Shiksha Guru, that's what we call, and the mercy given to us by one Guru taking us on and agreeing with the transcendental system, the Lord's agent, that they will guide that particular devotee until he becomes successful. I'm talking about the Diksha Guru, the initiating Guru, and his disciple. That is the contract that's there. We know this side of it, one side of it, devotees know, and that is when you decide to worship the Supreme, when you decide to take the process seriously, Krishna gives you mercy, Yashat Prashad, Bhagavat Prashad, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets Guru, and you get initiated. Then we go on Bhajan Kriya, that's Bhajan Kriya. It's called Bhajan Kriya. And then we're trying to get rid of our unwanted desires. They are all under the umbrella of our false ego. So we work on, you know, on, like that, try to deal with the false ego. Another time we'll talk about false ego a little more extensively. False ego in so many situations, little by little, you become better. And then we go on by the mercy of the devotees who are experienced, telling us what to do, what not to do. I'm talking about the senior devotees. The gurus tell you, because the major guru for us is His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. He holds the great baton. Like if you look at the Olympic Games, the person that runs that mile, of course, the whole history behind it. But I'm saying the person who is holding the torch, that lights and a big flame in wherever the Olympic Games is going to be, and then the process starts. That person that lights the torch, that's your power part for us now. Because without him opening this, how in the world can anybody go to the spiritual world chanting only 16 rounds? When for Vaishnava, we're supposed to start chant 64 rounds. We're not even doing that. It's supposed to be four times 16 rounds. 64 rounds. But we're only doing one quarter of 64 rounds, 16. And even that's the mercy of Guru, and that's the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, requesting Krishna to have so much mercy on us to accept the chanting of 16 rounds, provided we do other services too, because we can't even chant too attentively, but we're still being led. In other words, the way to go back to Goloka Vrindavan has been made so easy now, and it doesn't happen every time. Only periods of time this happens when Lord Chaitanya is around and this happens. Easy to go back. It is actually relatively easy. It can't be easier than that. I can't even perceive that. For the next 10,000 years, Srila Prabhupada is giving this, his books for us to read. The chanting has been simplified. In other words, Krishna is on sale, on sale, on sale, the sale of the sale, the biggest sale that you can imagine to get to Godhead. So take advantage of it. He keeps saying that once you take advantage of it, bhakti is there, it's open. Just take advantage of it. So many times he talks about it. You got to understand something. You're not this body. This body is a prison suit. We were envious of Krishna. That was our fault. We had everything in the spiritual world. We had to be squished in a tiny atomic form. We're still the soul, the real person, the soul, the real and the living force. And we've been put into this body based on our desire up to this point. We've been here hundreds of thousands of sometimes millions, depending on the person and when they fell from the spiritual world, millions of lifetimes messing up all kinds of desires. We have 8,400,000 bodies that the soul could occupy, because there are 8,400,000 desires that the living entity in the material world could have. It's a lot, but also, inarguably, from another standpoint, even that, we're fortunate not to go beyond that, because we don't have unlimited desires. We have up to 8,400,000. But look at how big that number is, though. And of that, only 5% of the type of bodies can understand Krishna. 400,000 is less than, this is a hair less than 5% of the 8,400,000 bodies. The human body type is only 5%, 400,000. It seems big, but it's only 5% compared to 8,400,000. So 95% of that type of body are the animal bodies, all the way down to aquatics. The aquatic bodies, the tree bodies, the insect bodies, the bird bodies, the animal bodies, and none of them can understand Krishna. So if you become in the human body, and not only the human body, you're not messing around with your false ego or my false ego, and we've gotten the mercy of a devotee of the Lord. So all of these are in the Bhagavad Gita. It's a very rare situation. Samahatma Sudulaba. That person is very rare. And we've been put in that situation. So we are rare. Rare in the sense that we've got the opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. And not only the spiritual world. Yes, it is the spiritual world, true enough. But the best planet ever. Goloka Vrindavan. In terms of the kind of rasas or relationships that are there. There are more relationships there in that one planet than any of the spiritual planets. And that's where Srila Prabhupada is taking us. So we have the highest and the greatest opportunity we can ever get as a human being going back to the spiritual world. That's the situation we're in. And there are very few of us on this earth that are like that at this point. That's why, one, we have to take our own spiritual life seriously. And two, we have to be very compassionate to work hard to get others who don't realize the opportunity that's there and how great and how rare that is to also begin to take up the service. And it's very, 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 two things about it is very easy. One, chanting. And two, eating prasadam. And Srila Prabhupada said, both of them. You come with us. So it looks like he's deceiving people when he say, oh, you come. It's very easy. You come, you stay with us. You chant and you eat prasadam. He wasn't kidding. Those are the two things that can get somebody to easily come to Krishna consciousness. People like food. If the food is tasty, they're going to say, oh, we won't eat it. Of course not. They will. But as soon as they eat it, they got Krishna because it's Krishna prasadam. And if you join devotees, associate with devotees, and devotees, on our part, we have to act nicely to them. The new bhaktis and bhaktis that come, you really have to act nicely to them. Very important. So the senior devotees who understand what is what, because they've been around a little longer, they have more experience, they should take up, and that is the right thing to do. You start talking to the new people, because you're not going to make too many mistakes when you're a senior devotee. You've seen a lot, and you've made your own mistakes and seen, you've been corrected and all that, so you have more experience. And then the guru, you know, Srila Prabhupada is talking about, the guru is the main person because the guru is the representative of Krishna. So then you see a live representative of Krishna there also. And Krishna speaks through that particular personality, the guru. So what is coming from the guru's mouth is what Krishna wants us to know about and to live by. So everything is there. Even though we've been kicked out of the spiritual world, but Krishna is giving so much for us to get back. The question is, would we do that? So Srila Prabhupada says, take advantage of it. And speaking about Srila Prabhupada, his purport is this. The real mission of life for the conditioned soul is to re-establish the forgotten relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's one. Re-establish the relationship with the forgotten. We are messing up and we're getting into so much trouble and we're struggling in the material world because we don't even remember what it was like to relate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In these physical bodies, with these physical, subtle type of mind, you won't remember the connection so well. The real mind is the soul. But we're not using the soul. The soul is with us. The wonderful thing is it gives consciousness, though, to the physical body. So the physical body is a machine, but it acts like it can do a lot of things. It can even think. We have a mind, we have intelligence, but how connected are we to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? How connected are this praja, the citizens, the population, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead? A lot of people are not. Not even the religionists. Not even them. That's why Krishna says, well, religion is, they say God, 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 but they can't take you that far because they don't know transcendence. Sarva dharma pariteja, mam ekam saranam bhaja, aham swam sarva papibhyo, moksha ishami masucha. Bhagavad Gita 18, chapter 66 text. So with compassion, Krishna is telling us, yes, they mention my name in religion, but you cannot leave the material world with that type of limited understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, go beyond that because the opportunity is there. Just chanting Hare Krishna and chanting it properly alone will give you a chance to get out of the material thinking to the spiritual thinking. And so much is there, of course, for guidance. So that's the first one. We've forgotten our relationship. So the real mission of life, including the kings, including Maharaj Rahu Ganjat Pahad is telling him, you are also part of it. That's a big false ego. You have me carry your palanquin and all of that. You didn't even know who I was. So now you know. And now, but you know, Maharaja Hugan is being humble and listening to everything now, because he realizes what is what. So he's still a king, and Jat Bahadur is telling him, you've forgotten your relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the main thing. The second thing is, you gotta engage in devotional service. So mentally, we're wrong. We've forgotten our relationship. And now, physically, we have to use this body to engage in devotional service. That is the real mission of life. And anybody that doesn't do that, they've lost an opportunity in the human body. In the human body, the one that can understand Krishna, they let his lifetime go. Now, who is to blame? You can't blame anybody. The opportunity is there. So we really have to take it seriously. In other words, if we've been a little bit shaky in our thinking, hopefully we'll start this very moment to say, I am messing up if I don't take Krishna consciousness seriously. Number one. Number two, everything that I'm supposed to do in Krishna consciousness has been given to me. Number three, it is very easy. I'm talking about the chanting. Number four, you can associate with other devotees, people who are in this, so that when Maya says that go somewhere and do something different, then a devotee, Krishna can arrange a devotee to pull you so that you don't go, so that you stay in there until you leave your body, and then Krishna will have mercy on you and take you so you can go back to the spiritual world. All of that has been put in place for you. So, engage in devotional service. See, Papa says, so that the Krishna consciousness can be revived, because we've forgotten it. It's in the soul, but we've forgotten it. We're already spiritual. So devotion service is naturally what we do in the spiritual world. But when we came here, we thought we were going to be kings, right? Like Maharaja Hugan. And sorry, we're suffering still. So we got to get up. Get out, that's all. So we, after time, when time comes for everyone, you know, to leave the body, then Krishna consciousness is revived so much through our lives that when we're dying, we're going to remember Krishna. And even if we don't, so somebody asked me a question like that the other day. In fact, he's on this program now. And another person also confirmed it, that even if a person dies suddenly and he's been chanting and didn't remember Krishna just at that moment, or you're just looking at it that way, he wasn't thinking about Krishna and he got blindsided, accident came, and all of a sudden, immediately, he's dead. Or he saw it coming and he was fearful, and he died without being able to utter Krishna's name. Krishna knows that that person has been chanting. As long as that person has been chanting and hearing and doing other services, devotional service, Krishna himself would arrange Lord Chaitanya to have his image come into the memory of that person just before death. So even though the death is an accident the person didn't see, but the thought of Krishna would flash in that person's mind before that accident. So that person would still get to the point where they remembered Krishna. So that satisfaction, that point of when you're dying, if you're thinking about Krishna, when you're dying, you go to Krishna. Krishna would arrange that. So what it is that we need to do is, all through our lives now, as Rupa Goswami says, always think of Krishna, never forget Krishna. So everything we do, we should make it, some of the gurus have said, we should Krishnaize it. Make it Krishna conscious. Put a Krishna conscious angle in it. If it's not a direct service, if it's not a direct chanting, then there are all the things that seem material, find ways to connect it with bhakti. And if your job is such that, and some people are working, you know, many people are working now, Buddhists are working, and nothing, it seems like nothing about the job is related to Krishna. Well, you get paid, don't you? Take a little bit of that Lakshmi, of the money, and give it to a temple or a project for Krishna consciousness. So then, if you couldn't do anything with your work, you can't see how you can connect the work that you have now to Krishna. Then, and this is told to me as a bhakta, Devami Swami told me this, take your money, your teaching, it may seem that what you're teaching in science has no connection with Krishna, But they pay you to take some of your money. Your money. He kept stressing, your money, your money, your money. I'm looking at him and kind of laughing. And he was kind of making a joke about it, but he was that serious. Mm-hmm. And when you grow up later on, you realize, yeah, when nothing else can work in our connection to Krishna, at least we can give some of the money that we're going to support ourselves and save and everything else and pay our bills. One of the first things you should do is pay the Krishna bill. Give money to Krishna. Krishna consciousness, give it to me. Krishna says, whatever you eat, whatever you do, whatever you give up, whatever, it's all there. Yad karosi, yad asnasi, Bhagavad Gita, give it all to me. Because if you give it all to Krishna, then ye yatama papajante tamstateva bajamiyaham. You're giving it all to Krishna. The extent to which you surrender, he rewards accordingly. So if you surrender fully, he will reward you fully. And that means you get to go back to Godhead. So it's all there for us. Srila Prabhupada says, one doesn't have to give up his occupation. This is what we talked about. Whatever work. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, a Brahmana, priestly type person, Kshatriya, you know, administrator, Vaishya, a business person, Shudra, an employee. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You don't have to give it up. While you're discharging this prescribed duty, Savai Punsam Parodamo is the best duty is to serve Krishna. That's also in the Bhagavatam. So, while discharging his prescribed duty, whatever it is, one can develop Krishna consciousness. The Prabhupada is saying his purport. How do you do that? Just be around devotees. Associate with devotees. If you don't associate with devotees, who's left? Kamis, yogis, gyanis. Most of the time now, it's kamis that are going to be around us. Those who want to know to be rich with material energy. What are they going to do for you? Yeah, you can be rich, and then what happens? Krishna comes as death and takes it all away. So what's the benefit? You're just stuck in the material world again for another lifetime. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. So we associate with devotees who remind us of Krishna because they are representatives of Krishna and they can teach the science, especially gurus. So Srila Prabhupada says, regretfully, the big politicians and leaders in the material world, remember he's coming back to the kings again. What do they do? Rather than live in a mode of goodness harmoniously and then go up spiritually by chanting, because it takes mode of goodness to get to mode of transcendence, mode of goodness, be the best person you are materially, and then the chanting will be even more effective. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So regretfully, these big politicians and leaders of this world now, they create enemies. They're not interested in spiritual advancement. You can tell one country is just, you hear the news, how this one is trying to be, you know, to lord it over, be boss of the other one. It is just a toss of, you name it, Iran, China, United States, Europe, Germany, it's on and on and on and on. Middle East, Israel, on and on and on and on. On and on and on and on. And none of it makes sense, spiritually. None. Trying to do what? Take things, as we were talking about the other day, the flesh and blood of Mother Bhumi, the flesh being the land, and the blood being the oil, and everybody's, you're fighting for land or you're fighting for oil. In the meantime, everybody's going to die. And Mother Bhumi, the earth, is laughing at them and says, look at them. They're fighting for a piece of my skin, literally. Huh? What for? You don't realize you're still in the material world? You're in jail? Fancy being in jail and fighting for things in jail rather than thinking about getting out. What sense does that make? So Srila Prabhupada says, this is ignorance. Actually, nothing belongs to us, not even our bodies. The bodies are from the earth, water, fire, all of that. The other day, another lecture I was listening to, Srila Prabhupada describing the earth and the other elements that make the human body. This is a lecture, and he's talking about three of the five elements. When you exchange them, you can get the building blocks for the human. But he started with the regular building. So Srila Prabhupada is genius in the way, ingenuity, the way of he does things. So he says, You take the earth, the soil, mix it with water. So here is your basic understanding or the beginning of making a brick. And bricks are used for or cement. Calcium mixture is also on the earth. You get it, from the earth. So you take part of the earth, you put water in it. Now, two things. When you shape it and you have air in it, air causes drying. And fire makes the whole thing come together. And you force a brick or cement. And then you build something with it, like a skyscraper building. And what does the skyscraper building do? You can see it. It's so high, so it occupies quite a bit of space, which is the ether. So now, see, Papa described, that's the fifth element. So all of the elements are used. The earth is one, you use it mixed with water. That's the other one. The air for drying, the heat for finally keeping the shape of it together. And then you build into space, ether. So those five make that particular type of building. The same way the human body is also composed of the same five elements. So that's where it comes from. Earth, water, fire, air, and ether. That belongs to Krishna. So that body also from that, which means it's composed of things belonging to Krishna. So the body is not even ours. It's for Krishna. So what do? You should use it to serve Krishna. Even though it's a death thing, it doesn't really move, but the soul is in it. So because the soul is in it, it moves. So the final thing is, you have to give food to the soul so that the soul can go back, because we will leave this body behind. So then if we starve the soul by not giving Krishna consciousness to the soul, by chanting in Kali Yuga and serving and associating with devotees who are doing the same thing, but we give the priority to feeding the body only, then we messed up because we don't really understand. So the soul needs spiritual food, and that is the Krishna consciousness that we are being taught. So we have to take it seriously. Hare Krishna. So kings, the translation for today. That part is talking about kings and how they can get themselves in trouble and waste their lives rather than take to life's real mission of establishing a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, remembering it by the mercy of Guru and the devotee, and engaging in devotion service. So the translation. So he's telling, Japaraj is telling Maharaja Hugan, the king, there are great saintly kings. There were many great saintly kings who were expert in performing sacrificial rituals. And they were very competent in conquering other kingdoms. Yeah, they won the wars. Yet, despite all of that ability, despite their power, they could not attain the loving service of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. They didn't connect with bhakti because those great kings could not even conquer their false ego of thinking that they are the body, and everything on the earth here, whatever they conquered, is their property. That's their mistake. Therefore, other people, other kings, that are also powerful, they will fight them. So this is rivalry. And then some of the kings would die. And what's the use? They never connected with Krishna. They never chanted. And therefore, they lost life's real mission. So this is the advice that Jayaprabhupada has given us. And Srila Prabhupada commented for us through his mercy in the purport. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for tolerating me and listening. Hare Krishna. Go temple. Okay.
Thank you, Prabhu Rishma.
Hare Krishna. Very nice class. Krishna's mercy. Guru's mercy. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Prabhu, some kings like Janak Maharaj, Amrish Maharaj, they attain perfection, right? Even through doing their duties and carrying out devotional service.
Absolutely.
And my question,
very good question. Very good question, Prabhu. You know we're in Kali Yuga. And different ages, there are different things that you do. Yeah, so like Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's there. Dhruva Maharaj used it when he was in the forest, but that's Narada Muni that initiated him with that mantra. Okay, so depending on what, yeah. And then, you know, in some of these sampradayas, you know, connected with the spiritual world, you know, Sri Sampradaya, Lakshmi, and Lakshmi, you know, is with Narayan, and Narayan is in Vaikuntha. And that the question came up. So they may chant Om Namo Narayanaya for Narayan. So the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's from the spiritual world, true enough, but especially Goloka Vrindavan. Golokera Premadam Harinam Sankirtan. That's what it means. That's where, you know, Golokera Premadam, the Goloka Vrindavan, Vrindavan, usually, Vrindavan in short, the Lord's abode, Krishna's abode, for praising and chanting the Lord's name, we use the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Harinam Sankirtan. So that's what, so the answer, the short answer to this is, yes, the saintly kings are there, but depending on the age, they will chant a particular mantra. That here is the exception.
Yeah.
Chandamali Swami said the exception. Even in those sampradayas that may chant for Narayan, if they understand now, those who are connected with that sampradaya now, if they accept Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya's mission here, because Lord Chaitanya's mission is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If they do that, they are also connected with Vrindavan, which means now they have a chance to go to the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan itself. Sorry about that, just blanked out. Goloka Vrindavan. So even if they're chanting in the Sampradaya, that could put them in a Vaikuntha planet where Lord Narayan is. If right now, on top of that, they acknowledge Lord Chaitanya's teachings, and you know he's going to tell you, at bottom line, you have to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And if they do that too, along with that, then there's a chance for them to actually go to Vrindavan proper, Vrindavan. So that's there. Which means both ways, your question is actually yes and no. Yes, if the person adds, if the kings added the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to it, or whatever sampradaya that they involved in. But you know now that the Bhagavatam has been written by Srila Prabhupada and commented in such a way that in this yuga, it is really about the chanting of the holy name. So for us, there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Anybody else has a
And yeah.
Last question.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Panchakar.
Trubhyascha. Pavaneva Vaishnaveva Moha Namah. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. Vaishnava Thakur Ki Jai.